My excellent listeners, you know I'm your girl, Dark, and you are now listening to the Dark Huntress Experience. As you know, we talk about things that are relationship-related and sometimes that are not relationship-related, but today we have an exciting topic. But before we get into that, let's talk to our co-host and production manager. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing absolutely outstanding today. Well, I don't know about Alex. How are you, Alex?
Hello, listeners. I'm doing magnificent as well. Thank you, Dominic. I just want to say that I'm Alex. I'm the production manager. A lot of people don't know what I do. They just think that I'm a third person. But no, I'm here to make sure the podcast does what it needs to do on time. Everything is posted on time and we find the best products and topics to discuss. And I know it jumped in front of Dominic. And I know that he probably cares, but he's not going to say anything because Dark will kick our asses if we argue. Right, Dark?
Oh, you are absolutely right, Alex. So, Dominic, go ahead with your intro.
I want to say hello to everyone first. Next, I'm going to go ahead with my intro and not be a dick today because I don't want to get on Dark's bad side before our weekend getaway to Hawaii. So I'm Dominic and I'm the co-host. As Dark said, we love to talk about any and everything. We know we've been discussing many bad things lately, but we also want to get into relationship talk. So Dark, you had a topic you want to go ahead and start?
Yes, but we want to say thank you, Dominic, for doing the podcast about Diddy. We also enjoyed the presents you sent.
We did. You made both of us smile. You are a special person and a great friend.
You are so welcome. That's what I'm here for.
I love you so much.
Ah, I love you too, Dark, and you too, Alex.
Love you too.
Well, the topic today is about too much sex in a relationship. My friend Randy asked me this question almost at the beginning of the year. Randy, I'm sorry we didn't get to it earlier. So guys, what do you think about sex? Can it be too much sex in a relationship or not?
I'm going to start by saying that sex depends on the person that you are with. We cannot measure if someone wants to have too much sex in a relationship. And the reason why I'm saying it this way is because you may want to have sex 3 times a week. Somebody else wants to have sex 5 times a week. Does that mean that because I have sex 5 times a week and my partner enjoys it, is it considered too much sex because this other couple wants to have sex only 3 times a week? What do you think?
I agree. Sex cannot be measured into too much or too little from couple to couple. You have to go by what your partner enjoys. Let me explain. First, you must find out what's happening with your partner. If you are the partner who wants to have more sex than the other, first, we need to find out why this other person may not be as sexually active as you. The first thing you need to look back at when you first got together, did you start having sex every day? Did you start having sex a lot? What made it dwindle in the end? What made it now that you want to have more sex than them? You have to consider this possibility because one solution doesn't fit everyone.
So Randy, as your friend, I want to tell you that you first need to talk to your wife. This is very important because we need to figure out what is going on, if it's a medical condition where she's taking certain medicines. Then we need to find out what side effects those medicines have. Does it make their sex drive go down? Or what happens when they take these pills? If it is that she's just not very sexually active and she used to be, let's take into account that it could be her age. We don't know how old she is, but sometimes women get to a certain age and they don't want to have sex. Like, I am in the age now that I like to have sex, but don't have it as much. I feel that if I was in a relationship, I probably would have sex a lot more than I used to when I was in my 20s.
So yes, I agree. Randy, you need to talk to your wife. That is so important in a relationship. Here's the thing. I know a lot of people don't know how to talk about sex with their partners because it's such a taboo topic. People think that people should know how to have sex. People should know what to do during sex. For example, if you don't tell me what you like, how am I supposed to know what to do to get you off?
I've said this so many times. I was in a relationship with a guy I tried to converse with. When I asked him what he liked sexually, this man could not tell me what he liked sexually. To this day, I don't know what it means when he said it changes with every woman. I just want to know, do you want your dick sucked or not? That doesn't change with every woman. The fact that one woman can do it better than another is true. But if you like it, you want it. If you don't, you don't. I had a pet that told me that at one time. He started to date a woman. He wanted his dick sucked, and he used to push her head down. And when she refused, she looked at him and said, "If you wish to have your dick sucked, you have to tell me." And he said that, He could not utter the words because it was such a taboo topic. So he was just used to pushing the women's heads down, and they did it. I live by, if you can't say it, you shouldn't get it.
So what if the woman is not attracted to the guy anymore? What do you think we should do? What should the guy do? What should a woman do? Dominic, do you want to go first?
Sure. I'm talking from a man's point of view. If you have a woman who is not attracted to you anymore, I'm not saying this is what is happening to you, Randy. I'm saying in general, you need to find out where the attraction stopped and what occurred in the attraction to make it break. Sometimes women's needs change. So maybe at one point you have a woman who likes to be kissed and gets in the mood. Perhaps that doesn't get her in the mood anymore. Maybe she wants a spanking, or possibly she wants you to say sweet nothings in her ear. Perhaps she wants you to touch a part of her body you never felt before sex. Ask her. Make sure that you are not afraid of talking about it.
I'm going to be honest. I was in a situation where I did not like to be preempted for sex. Let me explain what I mean by that. Please do not call me at 6 a.m. in the morning when. I've just gotten to work to talk about what you and I will do when I get home 12 hours from now. That does not turn me on. I do not want to have a conversation on the phone with you saying, I'm going to fuck you when we get home. That does not turn me on at all. Now, if you have a little time to pop up at my job, do you want to bring me a flower? Do you want to bring me lunch? Give me a kiss on the cheek. Hang out with me for 5 minutes. Get a little lovey-dovey with hugs. I will be turned on and ready for it when we get home. I am a physical person, but I am also a mental person, meaning your words can turn me on and turn me off. What about you, Alex? What does it mean for you?
Well, I'm not very hard to please. I am pretty sexually hyper. I like to have sex all the time. It doesn't take much to turn me on, but I do remember that one time I had a partner that used to suck on my nipples and bite, even though the sensation was not very painful. He did not like the pain that I felt. And it would immediately wipe out my sensation, and I didn't want to have sex anymore. Once I told them about it, they changed it up, they stopped doing it, and then the sex got back to being good sex. I also like to be spontaneous. Want to be courted before we have sex sometimes. It depends on how much time we have to have sex. Sometimes you can get right into it. We have a quickie in the morning before work, then let's get on with our day. Sometimes you may want to make love.
Now, this is what I was going to say. You have to also know the way that your partner likes to have sex. If you are a 5-minute man and your partner wants to be longer, you need to concentrate on her more and less on your pleasure to get her there. The opposite is true. If your partner is a 1 hour and a half hour person, but you want a quickie, you have to know when it's time to give quickies and time to make love and go at it longer. Again, talk to your partner about it. And for the love of God, don't talk to him while in the middle of sex. Before you have sex, sit down and just start with, hey, babe, do you like long, passionate sex? When do you like quickies? When do you like your butt licked? When do you like your nipples bit? This is something you have to talk about it. You can't just go into sex like blinded because you never know what a person likes or what triggers a person. You might do something that person doesn't like and they react and hurt you. It's wrong. But trauma makes some people fight or flee. If they can't run away, you fight. Just a warning.
Now, I'm going to be honest. The first time you have sex, it's going to be maybe a little awkward. I've never had first awkward sex. The reason why is because I always talked about what I liked and disliked and listened to them. I know it's beating a dead horse, but you must talk to your partner. You must know what you like and how long your partner likes to go. I am a quickie girl 2 to 3 times a week. Like if I'm working and I work 10, 12 hours a day and you're horny. All right, I get it. I'm going to satisfy your needs. Let's get it on. I'm going to give you 5 to 10 minutes. That's all you need. You want to get the pleasure. Now, maybe once a month, I want to be passionate. I want to be romantic. Let's go out to dinner. Let's do some cuddling. Let's watch a movie. Let's drink some champagne. And then we may make love for 45 minutes to an hour. You must know what your partner likes, where to touch, or you will never be able to turn them on.
You're so right. Let's say that you like your balls sucked into their mouth and your partner never tried it before. She goes down and sucks your dick. She squeezes your balls, but she never puts her mouth on them. But you want her mouth. If you never tell her you like her mouth on your balls, how is she supposed to know? Remember, if you don't talk to her, she won't know to put her mouth there.
And pushing your head isn't an option. Open your mouth and talk. It's not that hard to talk to each other.
I had a partner I had been with for years, and I'm talking literally for years. We never talked about sex and what each other liked. It was getting in, get out, and it was done. And one night, we were doing it, and this man wanted me to put my fingers in his ass. He was a clean man, and now I know why he always took a shower once he got to my house. Me putting my fingers in his ass wasn't the issue. What if I was a person that didn't want to put my fingers in your ass, and you kind of pushed my fingers there? Then maybe I would become uncomfortable and not want to do it anymore. So please don't push your partner to do things that they're uncomfortable with. That can also be a big turnoff.
I agree with that. Dark, I actually had a woman who wanted me to do something. I'm not going to tell you what, but it didn't make me uncomfortable. It was just something that I did not want to do to her. And I said to her, that was not my thing. Also, it would have caused some type of bruises on her body. When I told her this was not my thing, she got agitated because I wouldn't do it. After all, she said she loved me and I loved her. And we are supposed to do things to please each other. That's true, but there is still a limit. I am not going to do things that make me uncomfortable. So if you want me to hurt you during sex and I'm uncomfortable, then respect that. Maybe we are not meant to be together if you need it during sex, and that's what you need to get off.
I think people stay together and do things that are awkward to them to please their partners. They don't want to lose that partner. Think about this. Do you want to spend the rest of your life doing something to someone sexually to keep them? Or would you like to be with somebody that makes you happy? This is another thing people don't want to give up. Relationships, you don't want to be with someone who does not make you happy sexually, especially because sex is a massive thing in the relationship. Hence why so many people probably cheat because they don't know what they want or don't know how to talk about it.
That's a great topic to talk about because you don't have to stay with anyone. And again, we're not saying it's you, Randy. We're just saying that if you are not happy with someone who doesn't want to please you the way that you want to be pleased, then it would help if you were with somebody who would do it. If your partner is unwilling to do something you like, you may have to look elsewhere. And that's why people cheat. One thing that I said after my last breakup was, I would not be in another relationship with my partner who does not know how to be a subdom.
Could you explain that to me? Maybe I'm what you're looking for.
Oh my God, I knew you were going to say that. Let me explain to my listeners what a subdom means. This is why it worked in my past relationships. But let me tell you why we are not together. We did not fit together, meaning my last partner wanted to be a party guy. You know, do the booger sugar. He likes to snort powder. And guess what? At my age, I was not about to start a new addiction. He did it a lot, and I was surprised he was a functioning addict.
A functioning addict? What does that mean?
A functioning addict is a person that does drugs or alcohol, but still able to have an everyday life where they're not losing their property or their jobs because of it. So yes, he snorted powder, but this man had a $300,000 a year job. That was in 2020, which, you know, was a hell of a lot of money compared to today. He had a $500,000 home. He had a yacht with two bedrooms. Yes, a yacht. He also had an RV with two bedrooms, and he had a truck and a car. And he was never late or missed a payment. And also, he had other properties. He was renting apartments in Maine. He could have retired because he had over $3 million in his IRA and wasn't 40 yet. And before people say, oh, he just told you this and you believed him, no, he was my pet. We had a contract that gave me permission to see everything. He didn't have any secrets. I saw every one of his finances and I was in control of his bills. We agreed that the only thing I could not touch was his retirement. Anything he had to pay his bills with, his savings, and his stepchild's college fund. Besides that, everything else was free. He had at least $2,000 to $3,000 every month.
Okay, so he's a functioning addict. Now get to the juicy part. I want to hear what the subdom means.
So I like a guy who looks like they are in charge of everything. I want people to look at him and think he's in charge. He takes care of his home and does everything he needs to do. His wife does everything to make him happy. But when it comes down to being in charge, I'm the one in charge. No one knows what goes on behind closed doors. He is nothing more than my pet. But let me explain. I want him to know how to be a pet in the bed that almost borderlines being dominant. So, for example, if we are kissing and I've allowed him to touch me freely, then he tries to touch my vagina and I close my legs. I expect a growl or a very harsh breath in my ear, and I want him to have that you know, that menacing giggle that he would say, I know that you're wet and I'm going to prove it when I touch you. But when I feel you, I'm going to lick your pussy until you call my name over and over. That's the type of relationship I like. Not the talking that you hear in porn. No, not that. But if you can't be a sub-alpha, which means that you don't initiate sex, you can ask for sex, you don't push me to have sex when you want. That's just how I am.
Interesting. Is this the only type of relationship you want?
No, I don't mind a normal one, but I still like a dominant person in the bedroom, but not in my waking life. We are equals when we are out of the bedroom. I don't need to be in control as a mistress all the time. Maybe 80% in the bedroom and 0 outside if we have a vanilla relationship.
Dominic, do you think you can handle that now that you know what she likes?
Fuck yeah, I can.
Why are you? What are you doing?
Well, I'm going through all my accounts and making sure to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I can tell you what you can and can't touch. And if you want a yacht, I could buy a yacht. I know you don't like yachts because you get vertigo, but if you want a boat or an RV, you can get one right now. I am here to be your subdom.
Please don't play with me, Dominic. I will have you on your knees by the end of this show.
I'm here for you, mistress.
Oh my God, can we just end this? Because he's going to have me to a point where I go back to being Mistress Stark. Do you guys need to add anything?
Not really. Again, just make sure you talk to your partner, Randy. That is so important. Sometimes we keep things inside that we're scared to say. Assure them, whoever your partner is, that whatever they say will not make you angry, even if they say you don't turn them on anymore. You just have to accept it and figure out whether they want you to work on turning them on or not. If they don't, then maybe it's time to move on. If they do work on it, talk it out, and I'm pretty sure you guys will be back on track. As you all know, I'm Alex. I'm your girl. We have been having so much fun lately. Come back next week for another exciting episode of the Dark Huntress Experience.
Randy, from a man's point of view, I will let you know, you have to listen to what your partner wants. They have to listen to what you want. We know we're saying do what your partner wants, but in this situation, if you are the one who wants more sex, now you have to talk to your partner. Trust me, talking is the best thing. Assure each other. No matter what you say, the other would not be hurt. Now, I know telling you, you do not turn me on anymore might hurt, but maybe they may say because you don't slap my butt when we're fucking. You don't kiss my neck. You don't buy me a rose out of nowhere. And we only do it for Valentine's Day because you think you have to. It could be something simple. I hope that helps, Randy. I am Dominic, and I hope you guys have a wonderful week. We will see you all next week. Bye, my lovely listeners. Know that you are loved. Talk to those partners and have more sex.
Randy, I have nothing to add. These guys have given what I think is great advice. Just know it would help if you talked about everything you need to in the relationship. If you feel like your partner is not giving you enough sex, talk to them. Let them know your needs. And maybe you two can compromise. You can do other things that can get you off. I am Dark, and I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Randy, let me know what you think of these suggestions. What do you think, listeners? Also, what you want to hear on the podcast. As Alex said, this has been another Dark Huntress Experience. We love you. All hugs and kisses. We'll be back next week. Hello, fabulous listeners of the Dark Huntress Experience podcast. We just want to give you all a massive shout out for being a part of our incredible podcast community and for tuning in to our episodes. Your support is what fuels our passion and keeps our podcast going strong. If you're enjoying what you hear and want to help us continue creating awesome content, you can show your support in a few ways. You can hop over to Patreon, where you'll unlock exclusive perks like unofficial couples therapy sessions, exciting giveaways, and more.
If Patreon isn't your thing, no worries. You can also support us through Apple subscriptions on Apple Podcasts. Be sure also to check out the description for additional goodies like part 2 of episodes, product suggestions, and other fun stuff. And don't forget to follow us on TikTok, YouTube, and other social media platforms to stay connected and catch all the latest updates. Whether through Patreon, Apple subscriptions, or simply listening and engaging with our content, your support means the world to us.
It's what keeps us motivated and inspired to keep bringing you fresh and entertaining episodes. Again, thank you all for being a part of the Dark Huntress Experience journey. We're so grateful for each and every one of you. We can't wait to continue this adventure with you. And we'll see you next week for another exciting episode. Until then, take care and keep being awesome.